So at this time, I'll call the December 9th, I'm sorry, February 9th meeting, because I was not prepared for this tonight, so give me a moment. The February 9th meeting of Ways and Means to order. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the December 8th and December 15th regular meetings.
I move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll move into resolutions. Resolution number 6, adopting proposed local law number 13 of 2020, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter and amending the administrative code for the County of Ulster to further clarify departmental agency, office, or unit estimates.
Now, is that the one that's the July?
It is, Dave. Before we start talking about it, I'll entertain a motion for discussion.
Yeah, motion to discuss. All right. Could we ask?
One second, Dave. Second on that?
I'll second it, Haynes.
Yep.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Go ahead, Dave.
I think it's John Nobermeer. I sort of supported this, but as I look at it, that date is kind of early in reality. Them attempting to get any information together by that point that is actually valid, it would be a little tough. I mean, we did pass the one that the elected officials have to get us the information early, correct?
That's already, law that we've passed is that the elected officials turn them into us when they send them to the county executive's office.
Right. That's what I thought. All right.
Whenever you're done, I've got Legislator Bartels next, I think.
Yep. Go ahead.
Chairman, I think you're the sponsor of this, actually, co-sponsor of this. And
yes, I was. Under the understanding that would be, at this point, I feel that it may be too early of a time. And I'd maybe entertain a change in that.
I believe that the July 30th date was scheduled around when the county executive receives departmental budget estimates. So I think we've had this discussion before. I mean, I feel comfortable with the date.
Legislator Parody?
Yeah, I just noticed when the law was passed, local law, there was no mention of a date. And now I see it's July 30th, not even the 31st, because there is 31 days in a month. But was that date mutually agreed upon? Was it a compromise, a discussion between the legislative folks and the executive?
No.
What was that, a no?
I don't believe it was a compromise date, no.
Legislator Bartels?
Thank you. Again, I believe that date was arrived upon. It's not I'm not one of the sponsors. I was the chairman and Legislator Archer. But I believe that date was arrived upon due to backing out when the executive receives departmental budgets, which per the charter are foilable even to the public. I can tell you, Legislator Parody, that we have been unsuccessful in receiving any departmental budgets ever. And I think any longstanding member on this committee can attest to that.
Dave, were you raising your hand?
No.
Okay. One thing I'll tell you on this, I'll get to you after the legislators have spoken, John. I see your hand, though. One thing I'll say on this is that, I understand the desire to, get this information. I think that the legislature is not only entitled to the information, but I think that we're obligated to try our best to get the information by the time we do our budget review after the county executive gives us the budget. I personally, understand the argument that, July is a little bit early to have the information. I believe that we should have it furnished to us no later than when the county executive releases his budget to us and to the public. There have been some concerns levied from the executive's office. I haven't seen anything in writing that this law could be a transfer or curtailment of power under the charter and would require a referendum. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think that we should take time and give the county attorney a chance to put those concerns in writing for our attorneys to look at. That's what I think we should do on this. Legislator Walter.
Thank you. I just have a question about the naming of this. Is this eliminating, is there another local law that's clarifying budget modifications after adoption and the rest of the language is used?
No.
Getting rid of that.
I can explain that, Legislator Walter. I believe that there was, when the attorneys wrote the local law, I believe that in the resolution itself, there was a clerical error. And it was, I imagine, a copy and paste scenario where they copied and pasted the title from the budget modification after adoption law that we had done. So that's why that's changed. It was just a clerical error.
I just wanted to make sure we weren't losing that other law.
No. Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. To say that the departmental estimates should be available to us when the budget is available to us doesn't give us the opportunity to actually use those estimates to prepare for the budget. The charter, and I'm looking at it right here, requires that departmental estimates be public records and shall at all reasonable times be open to public inspection. We all know that that's never happened, not with this administration, not with the previous administration. We also all know that both administrations received departmental estimates. So this was an effort to get those estimates in order to inspect them, not to curtail powers, not to do anything with them, not to direct departments, but to be able to inspect them so that we can do our due diligence. And so I find it difficult to believe that something that shall be a public record and reasonably available at all times to the public shouldn't be available to legislators at the same time, which July is after those are received by the executive's office.
Legislator Donaldson.
But they've never been supplied to the public either, right?
No, they have not. I believe that there is a disagreement between at least this administration and the legislature on what constitutes a departmental estimate. Legislator Bartels, do you want to let Mark and John weigh in because they might have some insight here, and then we can continue? Is that all right? John, you had your hand up first.
All right, just briefly, actually, and let me preface this with I've had several conversations with at least one of the authors of the original charter. The public voted, a dozen years ago for an executive form of government. They voted on a charter that provided for the executive to propose a budget, an executive budget, which takes into account all the departments of the county into one document that's presented first week of October every year. The charter that the voters voted on provides that the legislature has approximately 2.5 months to review that budget, to question that budget. I think in this last cycle, we did an unprecedented provision of making all the department heads available to your budget analysts, a firm that you hired outside of, I think, New York City on Long Island. They were afforded every question that could be asked. There were answers to them. A budget process went through as per the charter. What we have found here in this resolution there are a few fatal flaws. Number one, Gerald Benjamin is in agreement, too, that this is a transfer of power from the executive's office and the executive purview to the legislature, which is not called for in the charter. Also, I think there's going to be a significant disagreement as to what an estimate is. A budget estimate does not exist until you actually have an idea of what the revenues are going to be. For most departments, we have no idea what the retirement figures are going to be until we have the figures from the state. We don't know what state revenues are going to be until we have the figures from the state. I think what you're probably asking for is a wish list from departments, which are disconnected from the executive budget. The point of the executive budget is to be balanced across all departments and across the whole county, which ultimately does contain, and frankly, if you look at the charter language, the executive budget is an estimate of revenues and expenditures for the county. The executive budget contains every department in it, listing that's by program, by personnel, as described in the charter of what a departmental estimate should be. It's in the executive budget when it's produced. So that's...
Mark, you want to add something?
The only thing that I would add is I think, you know, Legislator Walter's point, well, not point, but question, goes to one of the arguments that we've made, maybe not in this committee, but that the way this was sent to a public hearing was that it said to clarify departmental budget.
The goal is just to have power.
Yep.
To try to
Patricia,
Patricia,
we can hear you.
Thank you.
All right. So to further clarify budget modifications after adoption, and then it was passed, you know, had the local hearing, and so I would just ask that at least it goes back with the correct name. I think it's a little deceitful to the public.
Legislator Bartels, you had something?
Well, now I just actually have a question for Deputy Executive Ryder. So you're asking that we change the title and resend it to public hearing with the amended title?
At the very least, I mean, John made some very, you know, good arguments as well. But, you know, if you're going to pass it this month, I think that there's a fatal flaw in that it went to public hearing with a completely different title. Sometimes all people see on the agenda is the title. I get that it was an error, but, you know, people didn't have an opportunity to go speak on it as it is currently written with the title.
Clerk Tabella, you know, it looks like you're shaking your head that it did.
You can let legislative council speak. That's probably more appropriate. But I can tell you that the body of the law was correct from day one. And it was only the title that didn't match the body of the law. The body of the law was correct.
Legislative council, would you like to weigh in?
Sure. And I appreciate, you know, the argument. But in my opinion, the change in the title is not a substantive change that would require another hearing.
Legislator Donaldson has hand up next.
No, I pass.
Okay. John, you've got something to add?
Just, yeah, quickly to, with all due respect to legislative council, general municipal law for New York State is pretty clear that a title of the piece of legislation must reflect what the resolution, at least in some semblance, what the resolution is about. Here, this matter actually went to a public hearing with a title saying that this had to do with amendments of budgets that had already passed. Not even close. This is asking for wish lists from departments months and months before a budget even comes close to consideration. Frankly, if all you're seeing is the title, it's a bait and switch. So, no, this is general municipal law is pretty clear that the title must reflect what's in the body of the resolution.
Legislator Donaldson?
I mean, I do have some concerns on that. So, I mean, I'd entertain the motion to actually refer it back to another public hearing just for safety's sake. I don't know if anybody would support that.
I mean, we don't I think the safe thing to do here, Chairman, would be to make a motion to postpone this resolution in its current form, and then introduce a new resolution to go to public hearing for next month's session. That would probably be the safest way to do that, if that's your goal.
I don't know. What does other people think about it?
Legislator Bartels?
Well, when you say to introduce a new resolution, couldn't we just amend this resolution's title?
I mean, perhaps. I mean, that's a question for Legislative Council. I'm not sure that we've ever done that before, but...
Yeah.
You mean amend the title and then resubmit, or...?
Amend the title of this resolution and then... And amend the title of the resolution from adopting to setting a public hearing, because it would be a whole different introductory local law, and the other local law was in last year's session, so it'd have a whole new number.
I would probably suggest just resubmitting it with the correction.
Legislator Bartels.
Yeah. I'd actually like to make a motion. I know everyone on this committee loves this, but to postpone it 1 week, because I'm going to point out the further problem that one of the sponsors is not here to consent. So without Legislator Archer's consent on this, we may not even be able to do that.
On the floor is a motion to postpone for 1 week. Is there a second? Second by Legislator Donaldson. On the postponement, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the resolution's postponed until next week. Resolution number 7, requesting the New York State Legislature introduce and the governor sign an amendment to Article 31 of the New York State Tax Law to permit the County of Ulster to adopt a local law to impose, collect, and retain a tax on real estate transfers. I'll entertain a motion. Moved by Donaldson.
I moved it for a quick talk on this. I think we have to have a separate meeting dealing with this particular thing.
Dave. Can I just have a second on the resolution?
Haynes
seconded. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I believe we have to have a separate meeting to discuss this at length at some point soon. Sooner than later, and so we can discuss this at length and discuss the purposes and how it's going to be used, and invite other stakeholders. At that meeting, we'd have the comptroller there and whoever from the executive's office. And I believe we need to iron it out quickly. I mean, we do have the information showing various counties of what they've done. And we do know that we have a significant housing issue that is beyond crisis. And so we need to deal with that. And the best way to deal with that, rather than dipping into our tight funds as they are, is to find funds that can be dedicated towards that. And I believe that this would do that.
Okay. Anybody else want to discuss this now?
Well, is there a motion, Mr. Chairman? Is there a motion?
Well, I was just about to ask Legislator Donaldson if he was going to make a motion to postpone.
Do a motion to postpone, not for next week, but hopefully for a special meeting.
Yes.
Motion to postpone to the next meeting, second by Legislator Parity.
Yes, sir.
All in favor of the postponement? Opposed? All in favor? It looked like all were in favor of postponement. Was that a yes for postponement, Legislator Gavaris, or a no?
You seem not to be muted, but we can't hear you.
Postpone, thumbs up. Okay, he voted yes to postpone. All right, so all were in favor for postponement. Resolution number 9, amending funding sources for Capital Project 483 Public Safety Training Center to reflect increase in state share. Moved by Donaldson, second.
Haynes.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 11, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports.
I'll move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second.
Haynes.
Haynes, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 12, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $14,394, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 for Family of Woodstock.
I'll move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes.
Haynes.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 13, approving the execution of a contract for $70,000 entered into by the county, Allison Krauss, LMSW.
Move it.
Second, Haynes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have resolution number 14, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $9,000, causing the aggregate plus the amendment to be in excess of $50,000 for LabCorp of America Holdings.
Move it.
Second.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 15, approving the execution of a contract for $225,000 entered into by the county for Rondout Legal Services Incorporated.
I'll move it.
By Donaldson, second by Haynes.
Haynes.
Excellent. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 16, approving the execution of contract and amendment for $5,000, causing the aggregate to be equal or in excess to $50,000 for RUPCO.
I'll move it.
Second by Donaldson, so second by Haynes. Legislative Bartels.
But
I'm supportive of this, but I just wanted to ask, I did not attend the health committee, but at the chair's committee, I asked about getting a copy of the current plan that's in place. I don't know if that was received, the homeless services plan.
We have not received it, but I will send it out this week.
Okay, thank you.
But I have requested it from the commissioner, so we should be getting it any day.
I appreciate it.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 17, approving the execution of a contract for $4,750, causing the aggregate plus contract amount to be in excess of $50,000 for Ulster County Community Action.
I'll move it.
Moved by Haynes. Second?
There I am. I got lost there for a second.
Second by Dave. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 18, approving the execution of a contract for $163,000.08 entered into by the county for the VMC Group Incorporated. Moved?
I'll move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 19, approving the execution of a contract for $525,780 entered into by the County Youth Advocacy Programs Incorporated.
I'll move it.
Moved by Donaldson.
Second.
Second by Haynes. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 20, approving the execution of a contract for $450,839 entered into by the county for the Young Women's Christian Association of Ulster County Incorporated.
I'll move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Any discussion?
I moved it for the purpose of talking about this. What is this actually used for? I'm not sure on this particular one.
Mark?
This is the Families Now contract. This was actually one of the contracts that Legislator Walter and Legislator Criswell advocated for full funding being restored in the 2021 budget. The executive budget had the.
I remember it now. Okay, very good. Something that slipped my mind. Thank you. I'm good.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 21, approving the execution of a contract for $544,000 entered into by the County Family Services. Moved by Donaldson, seconded by Haynes.
Haynes.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolutions 22 through 36 are rather similar, all have to do with state pass-through funds. Is there a motion to block those resolutions together?
I'll make a motion to block them.
I'll second it.
Motion to block, seconded. On the block, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Resolution number 37, approving the execution of a contract for $150,000.
I don't think we voted on the block, but we didn't vote on the resolutions, I don't think.
On the resolutions as a block, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 37, approving the execution of a contract for $150,000 entered into by the County Access Supports for Living Incorporated.
I'll move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 38, approving the execution of a contract for $23,679, causing the contract to be in excess of $50,000 for NDI Technologies for the Ulster County Sheriff.
Move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. All in favor? Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. So I did not attend the Law Enforcement Services Committee, but I do have some concerns, not so much about the contract, but about our policy or lack thereof. I don't know what our policy looks like in terms of these devices. You know, at the Brennan Report at the end of last year, the Brennan Center did a policy report on these, and they talked about having policies that require retention limits and warrants for search on historical data. They institute two-step scanning, requiring verification of hot data list, and most certainly not saving data for long periods of time. I don't know what we currently do, but I do know that these devices have become a way to track citizens and retain information over long periods of time. I can speak personally. I have a friend that works in the New York City Police Department, and he told me that one day just to look into his own data track, he went into his system, and over the course of 30 days, he saw 400 hits on his license. So he was able to follow his vehicle, his personal vehicle, in 400 places over the course of a month. And, you know, I think that we've come very close to invading people's privacy, and I'm not sure what we're currently doing. So I know that we've reached out to the sheriff, and there is going to be an update to the policy, and we're trying to determine what the current policy looks like, but I just want to be on record as expressing concern about this. I'm going to vote to put this to the floor pending seeing that policy, and I'll probably speak on the floor on these issues in more detail, because I do know that these are valuable law enforcement tools in certain circumstances, but I think that the data has to be protected, and in terms of the thousands of hits that we get on these, I want to know that we're not saving them for months and months. The retention should happen over the matter of days and weeks, not months and years, because we head into very dangerous territory.
Thank you, Legislator Bartels. Any further discussion? Legislator Haynes.
I'll defer to
chairwoman of law enforcement, Eve Walter. I do believe we had a conversation with the sheriff regarding this. It was brief, but she could relay the information.
Legislator Walter.
Thank you. And this doesn't suggest that I don't support the concerns that Legislator Bartels has, but the sheriff informed us that the agreement, actually all of the data is stored by NDI Technologies at this point, not with our law enforcement. I'm not adding judgment as to whether that's better or worse, but just stating that it is stored. Our law enforcement, we aren't holding it. It's part of the agreement with NDI. And as Legislator Bartels alluded to, apparently DCJS in New York State is coming up with a statement as to how they feel this kind of data should be held and stored and used and disposed of and in what time period. So that's what the sheriff has assured us that he would adopt that policy. Because this ends in March 2022, I don't know how much we'd be able to take any new state policy and apply it to this existing contract, but at least for the next round, when making the agreement, we will have that other state guidance available.
Legislator Bartels.
Thank you, and thank you. Thank you for that information, Legislator Walter. I mean, I can say that both the ACLU and the Brennan Center, Policy Center, both have greater concerns about private companies holding this data versus law enforcement agencies holding the data. So I'll be very interested to see the policy. And again, I'll speak on the floor, but I want to know that we're moving to putting clear regulations in place that protect privacy.
Any further discussion? Legislator Walter.
Yeah, I just so that you'll have more, Legislator Bartels has more information, perhaps there's more detail with the contract that we're not seeing that the company has provided. I'm saying this to John, that perhaps we could see that. I'm sure this company provides documentation of their policy and how they store it, and It might be useful to get a copy of that, if there is.
Legislator Bartels, would you like to postpone this until next week and ask the sheriff to come and speak to us?
That would be wonderful if everyone agrees. I'd make a motion to postpone for 1 week.
Motion to postpone made by Bartels. Is there a second?
A second.
Second by Gavaris. On the postponement, any discussion? Legislator Walter.
I'll just reiterate that it may not. The sheriff may have access to the information you need, but I think that also in contracting and purchasing, there might be more details that perhaps if John could help us get so that we have everything that we need.
I mean, that's fine. It would concern me personally if the sheriff's office didn't have the details as well, but I understand your point.
Only because it's been so many years that they've been doing it.
Understand. Mark Ryder.
Yeah, I mean, I believe the full contract is in New World and accessible to you all through your fiscal analysts. I could be wrong. I mean, this is an amendment. The further contract should be available on the financial system.
Legislator Donaldson.
Yeah, I mean, there is some certain concerns with what they use the data with. I mean, I'm assuming they're not allowed to sell the data. But I mean, that should, I'm making an assumption that that's probably in the contract, but I certainly, if it isn't, it certainly should be in the contract. So that would be a concern with a company having those, whereas a law enforcement agency would not be able to do that. So I'll support the postponement.
Any more discussion on the postponement? All in favor of postponing until the next meeting?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Resolution number 39, approving a contract of $60,300 entered into by the county, A&T Healthcare for Office for the Aging. Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes.
Haynes.
Legislator Bartels?
Again, at the chair's meeting, and Mark, I don't know if this was provided, but we asked to see documentation about how many people we serve. This would be for resolutions 39, 40, 42, and 43. I'm going to support them all. I'm absolutely supportive of them all, but I would like to see some data about how many people we serve through these contracts. And we talked about whether or not there was a waiting list for these four, but and also for 41, which I'll talk about in more detail when we get to it.
I'll follow up with the director of OFA because there has been a request in, so I'll just see what.
And can we block 39 through 42?
It sounds like Legislator Bartels has a lot to say on 41.
41 is separate. Yeah.
So, Dave, would you like to block 39, 40, 42, and 43?
Yep. That'd be good.
Second on the block? Anybody want a second? Seconded by Haynes. All in favor of blocking them?
Aye.
On the block, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. All right. Resolution 41, which is approving the execution of a contract for $59,185 for Gateway Community Industries, DBA, Gateway Hudson Valley. Legislator Bartels?
I'll move it.
Oh, sorry. Moved by Bartels. Second, Haynes.
Haynes.
Legislator Bartels on the resolution.
Thank you. So again, I'm very supportive of this resolution. But we at the chair's meeting we had talked about getting some data on how long the wait list is, if the wait list has grown since COVID, and in this case, I just want to say that I'm particularly interested in finding out those numbers and then. Working with the executive's office to attach a number to what it would cost to bring down that wait list. I think that, this is a very, very critical service. And in my whole tenure here, we've always had some measure of a wait list, but times are getting exceedingly hard for people. So I'd like to have some clear data on that.
Mark?
Yeah. Again, the request has been made. If you want to postpone it for a week, I can ensure that I get the information.
I'll postpone. I'll make a motion to postpone so we have the placeholder and we can have the conversation. But there's, again, I just want to say I'm absolutely supportive of this. I don't want to hold this a month. So I'll make the motion to postpone it a week so that we have the opportunity to talk about it next week in more detail. But I definitely want to see it move through because.
What is the wait list right now?
That's what we're trying to find out.
That's what they're trying to ascertain. Dave.
That's the information I've asked for and for what the cost would be if we cleared the wait list.
So motion to postpone until the next meeting made by Legislator Bartels. Second?
Second.
Legislator Donaldson. On the postponement, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution number 44 and 45 are both pilots for solar projects. Is there a motion to block those two together?
I move it.
Move to block by Dave, second by Haynes on the block.
Yep.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Hearing none, on the resolutions 44 and 45, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolutions 46 and 48 both pertain to the Ulster County Veterans Cemetery, I believe. Is there a motion to block those two together?
We'll block 46 and 48.
Yep, the next two.
Yep.
All right, move to block by Dave, second.
Seconded by Ames.
There we go. Heidi, are you going to second the block?
She did. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It didn't come through on my computer if she did. on the block, Legislator Bartels. Oh, all in favor of blocking?
Aye.
Okay. All opposed, Legislator Bartels?
Oh, no, I'm not opposed. I'm in favor.
Oh, okay. I just seen your hand go up, so. Yeah. On resolutions 46 and 48, all in favor?
Yeah.
Oh, Let's say, Walter, your hand blends in with the door and Tracy's is right in the black, so it's really tough. That's better. Let's say, Walter.
Just curious, Mark or John, do we have an updated timeline on when we think this will be done?
The entire project or the study?
The project. I'm just wondering if it's moved out the timeline or is it the
same? It has, you know, considerably because we've had to take the time to do this study and it's not a quick study. They're in there and, you know, they're retrieving artifacts and they want to be careful about that. So it's probably delayed it by at least one construction season. And costs inevitably will have gone up by the time we get this out to bid compared to 2 years ago when we were initially going out for it, or a year ago, I should say. Construction costs will have increased over that time. We don't have new estimates yet, but, you know, the delay has caused both time and money.
Let's say Bartels.
Yeah, so my question was with regard to new estimates and also if we had like a running total on the project, were we able to pull that up where we're at now because there had been multiple changes?
Yeah, so I don't have a new total estimate. The amount of the capital, I'll have to follow up. I thought it was on here, but I don't have what we're at right now with the capital.
That was another question that I had asked. If we could get that information, that'd be great. And then in terms of the archaeological discoveries, was there a presentation at committee as to what they had been finding?
It's various. I mean, it's various. So, arrowheads, other things like that. So far, I don't believe they found any remains or anything that would really push off the project. They're, you know, and again, they want to retrieve all the artifacts very carefully and preserve them. So.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 55, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State DOT to accept New York State funds for Ulster and Dutchess Public Transit Service Link.
So move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second.
Haynes.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Resolution number 56, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $8,380.80, causing the aggregate to be more than $50,000, entered into by the county for Acumedic.
Move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Resolution 57, approving the execution of a contract for $2,356, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment to be more than $50,000 for InfoQuick Solutions Incorporated.
I move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 58, approving the execution of a contract for $178,793 for NTS Data Services, LLC. Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? Resolution number 60, authorizing an MOU between Green and Ulster Counties for a regional partnership and resource sharing agreement for fire and emergency services.
I'll move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor? Any opposed? Resolution number 61, authorizing the chair of the county legislature to enter an agreement with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services for distribution number 5, Public Defender's Office.
I'll move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution number 62, authorizing the Commissioner of Finance to sell real property acquired by court order pursuant to Article 11 of the Real Property Tax Law.
Move it.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes. Any discussion? Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. So this resolution does not come with a date, which concerns me. I understand secondhand that we don't yet know when we want to do it, and we don't yet have a date from the college. But I can't imagine a circumstance where we'd have to do this in short order, where we need to give the blanket approval now for any specific date in the future. And I also would like to see the resolution include the requirement that the legislature be notified of this auction. When the last auction was set to happen, I only became aware of that auction because the comptroller issued a report that went out through a press release. I was told that the legislative offices weren't even notified that the date was set. So I'd like to see that included in this resolution.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bert. Sorry, I'm not there in person. I am in my car. I can address Legislator Bartel's questions. There is no date right now for the 2021 auction because the state has a moratorium on foreclosures of residential properties until May 1st. So I'm kind of in a unknown as to that date, and with COVID, we're trying to figure the best way possible for everyone to be able to bid on the auction. I will say I'm trying to work on the 2020 auction, which was canceled last year, to do it online. I have no date for that yet, and I will definitely let the legislature know that date. To be honest with you, next month you will have a resolution to amend the reacquisition policy. Because when I do an online auction, and if there is a reacquisition, the bidders would lose money. So I need to have someone pay what the bidders would lose, and that would be the person who is reacquiring their property. So you will see that amendment next month.
Legislator Bartels.
So, I mean, given that you're not going to schedule, I assume you're not going to schedule an auction with just 2 weeks' notice, why don't you come to us with a resolution of scheduling the auction just like in all years past with a date attached?
I will say, Legislator Bartels, last year I did come with a date, and it was canceled twice. So the date really was kind of, I hate to say the word meaningless, but it was. And we do this kind of as a courtesy to the legislature. I think the best thing to do would be to notify the legislature of the exact date when I have one. My hope is to kind of test the waters with the online auction for the 2020 auction. And if that goes well, then I will schedule a 2021 auction, which I will definitely notify the legislature of both.
Yes.
Legislator Donaldson.
Let me ask Bert, is there since Tracy brought this up, the idea, do we really need to pass this tonight, or is there another way?
Legislator Donaldson, there isn't. I mean, if the legislature wanted to pull that until I had a date, I'm fine with it. This was just our normal process, and like I said, with the state having this moratorium on it, I really was in flux, and I probably shouldn't even have addressed it to the legislature. When I do have a date, I can get it to you.
All right, because, yeah, I mean, unless there's something that you have to do this set in motion at this point, otherwise you can't do it. I mean,
right. We had have previously always done this as a courtesy, and there were years where there was no date, but it doesn't kind of interrupt our foreclosure process. So if the legislature or this committee was okay pulling it, I'm fine with it.
All right, well,
what's the pleasure of the committee? Legislator Bartels?
I mean, I'd rather wait, and I'd also like to have at least have some legislative input in the discussion of moving to the online auction, which probably is a smart move, but there should be some legislative discussion about that. It's going to be a resolution that comes before us. I mean, with all due respect, I think it's more than a courtesy. The legislature has to authorize the auction. So
you've already done that, Legislator Bartels. You've allowed me to go through the foreclosure process under Article 11.
So that was in December, wasn't it?
Yes.
Correct.
So is there a desire to postpone this next week, and perhaps Commissioner Galnick could, you know, come and just discuss with us the pros and cons?
Well, we could actually just pull this resolution, and it can be put back in. I don't know if we could, who's the sponsor on this?
It'd be me and Lynn. I'm comfortable pulling it, but Lynn's not here, so I'd be more comfortable postponing it until next week, giving her a chance to decide if she wants to withdraw it or not.
All right.
You want to make that motion, Dave?
I'll make that motion.
Motion to postpone till the next meeting by Legislator Donaldson, second by Legislator Bartels. On the postponement, all in favor?
Opposed? Mr. Rock, I'm going to recuse myself.
Understand. Thank you, Legislator Guevaras. So it passes with one recusal, Legislator Guevaras. Sorry, I'm going back.
64.
Yep, 63. Which authorized the chair of the legislature to enter into agreements with the villages of Ellenville, New Paltz, and Saugerties relating to the enforcement of real property tax liens under Article 11, Sections 1102, 1110, and 1150 of the New York State Real Property Tax Law.
A move.
Moved by Donaldson, second. By Haynes, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor? Opposed?
Legislator Rockman, recuse myself again.
So it passes, all aye, with one recusal, Legislator Guevaras. Resolutions 64 through 80 on our agenda all have to do with public works projects, bridges, culverts, etc. Is there a desire to do these individually, or is there a desire to block them together?
I'll make a motion to block them.
Motion by Legislator Donaldson to block the rest of the resolutions together, the public works projects, seconded by Legislator Haynes. Any discussion on the blocking? Hearing none, all those in favor of blocking the resolutions? Opposed? On the block as a whole, Legislator Bartels?
City, I was going to say, does anybody want to speak on any individual ones?
Yeah, I just have, again, a request for information, and I don't know if it was provided at the committee meeting, came out of the chair's meeting. On Resolution 68, we'd asked for a full list of all the red flagged bridges. I don't know if we got that.
I'll double check. Right. I thought it was provided at Public Works, but I'll follow up with the department.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Hearing none. We have a piece of new business for March introduction, resolution number 81, amending the policy for funding non-county organizations. Does anybody want to have a discussion on this?
I don't have a copy in front of me.
Who are the sponsors?
Legislator Bartels.
I was just going to ask, who are the sponsors?
I don't have the answer to that question. Does somebody?
Yeah, I
legislators
think
Legislators DeLon and Criswell are the sponsors. Legislator Criswell, do you want to discuss this?
Sure. This was brought up by the long conversation that we're trying to have to talk about funding for legislative programs. And what it is it's a methodology to actually identify what the funds would be for legislative programs and kind of lock those in before it got into the budget negotiation period. So basically it's saying X amount of dollars, legislative programs, that would get, and we would do that in plenty of time for legislative programs to look at different options for nonprofit groups and non-county groups to get those funds well before it got into all the sort of chaotic times of the budget process. So that's what it is. It's more of a procedural thing to kind of lock those dollars in, have plenty of time in sort of the off season, I guess you'd want to call it, to allow us to look at programs and look at funding.
Legislator Donaldson.
Was this discussed in legislative programs?
Extensively, and it got full support.
Perfect. That's exactly what I want to hear. Thank you.
Any more discussion on it at this meeting? Legislator Bartels.
So can I just ask Legislator Criswell, I know we could talk about more about this before March, but so does the resolution, when you say to lock in the funding, the resolution, basically it locks in an X amount of dollars that's to be distributed, however then it goes about being distributed?
That's exactly right.
And does that include the non-county contract agencies such as Soil and Water and Cornell Cooperative Extension?
It does. Is that correct, Mark? It does, right? I'm sorry, I don't have it up in front of me. I didn't know that was coming up right now. But I believe it does. Vicky, can you speak to that?
I believe it
does.
You're shaking your head, yes, yes.
Maybe all part of the process.
Yeah, it's all part of the whole process. Each contract would be looked at in the appropriate oversight committee.
I guess my question, and again, may I?
Oh, please, go ahead.
I guess my question, and again, we can discuss this more offline and in caucus, is, you know, how does the number get determined at the outset prior to the applications coming in? Is it assumed that all current funded agencies stay perpetually funded, or is it that we're just creating a pot of funding that then we put out a call for applications and pull from?
Correct, the second option. We are creating a pot that then becomes the pot of money that funds get pulled from.
Okay.
Can I ask a functional question? Sure. So this is likely happening before the county executive releases his budget. How are we attempting to tie the executive to including said pot of money in his budget?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's going to be a negotiation of, early on having conversations. What do you think this pot of money is going to be about? And then holding him to that, holding them.
I mean, I've got one more thing to say, and then
I don't know what the stick is what, if that's what you're asking. I don't know what the stick is.
I've got one more thing to say, and then I've got Legislator Walter, Legislator Parody, and Mark Ryder. I saw so far. I have concern about dedicating funds to something. You know, in the old, you know, the old adage. You know, what happens if the county building falls down? You know, how are we going to tie ourselves to having X number of dollars put aside for a purpose, and then we come to an emergency, 9 times out of 10, when we put money aside for something, we can't use it for something else. So that's a concern that I have. I'll take a look at it. I hadn't had this on my radar until tonight, but I'll
legislate around the funds will have to get approved by Ways and Means anyway, so we'll have that second look.
Yeah. Okay. Legislator Walter.
Thank you. So I don't know if you discussed this, Peter, but and this is awful if it has to happen again, unfortunately, but we had that circumstance where we had to go back in and make changes and reduce the amounts. And so I'm wondering, is it conceived that process would then start with legislative programs as well and then move to Ways and Means, or would it still be at Ways and Means to, if it ever should happen, that we would have to make those cuts?
I hear what you're saying. You know, we didn't go down that road of sort of what would happen if, but I think that it's a good road to go down. So I think that, you know, we should talk about that in legislative programs and say, you know, if we had a situation as we have this year, where would it start? So can I bring that up in legislative programs in our next meeting, or does that need to be decided now?
No, this is just for discussion on this agenda anyway. So you can totally bring it up in legislative programs.
Great, thank you for that. I think that's a valid point.
Legislator Bartels, you had a question?
You skipped John Barrett.
Oh, sorry. You're next to each other on my screen, so I forgot.
Listen, this thing, the chairman and the legislators came up with an idea and a proposal to move forward. Remember, there's up to 1,600 non-for-profits in the county. The thought is that in the wisdom of the negotiations between the Ways and Means Committee and Executive, they would develop a pot of dollars and cents that could be then awarded to the appropriate recipients. And they would have to come in and make a presentation as to why they deserve it. It may not be the same people year after year. That part of it, as far as I know, is still in limbo. But it was kind of the thought that it'd be a pot developed that then could be awarded appropriately.
And thank you, Legislator Parity. If I may speak, Deputy Chair Ronk, the idea is that this is step one in the process, and step two in the process is we really listen to everybody's concerns, that there be some sort of a matrix or a rubric that we look at legislative programs against, so that we're making sure that the dollars are spent with the most impact and with the most equity as possible. And so that's going to be the second piece of the puzzle that we're working on, is looking at what are those criteria. And we're definitely going to be looking at feedback from legislators on ideas about what should go into that sort of matrix. So that will be step two in this. We wanted to kind of get over the hurdle of step one, saying there would be a pot of money, and then how are we going to spend it?
Mark, you had something to say?
I would just ask the legislature to consider that maybe Cornell Cooperative and even maybe Ulster County Soil and Water, that they aren't necessarily in this same process. There's significant amount of funding from Cornell with Cornell Cooperative that comes based on these funding requests. They often come to the executive's office and the legislature at budget time, and maybe, you know, I'd be happy to consider looking at putting them part of the environmental budget or whatever, that they have a separate spot than in this normal legislative programs funding source, I believe. So
understood. Thanks.
And the other thing is that I think the idea was to not have a placeholder, which is what we've done in the past, although I don't think that happened this year, that this would happen before. And so with a budget request, like you do with the rest of the legislature's budget, you would submit this funding and it would be part of the executive's budget.
Legislator Donaldson.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing in reference to Cornell and Soil and Water, because they are a different animal compared to the others.
For one, you know, we know, you know, so they could still, I mean, soil and water should go into and be environmental issue, and that should be funded through there. And then they would examine those types of things. That does not need to be part of legislative programs. Cornell Cooperative could also be a separate one, but that could still stay in legislative programs because it's, you know, educational and so on and so forth, even though they do a lot of environmental, and they could always report to environmental, is sort of the way I look at that. But the legislative programs, the that's what they're there to do, is to examine these various things, make those decisions, and then come up with, and then pass them. And then just like, you know, Public Works, when they decide they're going to, they pass resolutions to repair a bridge, they're the ones that are there to examine the contracts, take a look at them, make sure that they're where they should be, and the work is necessary, and then it goes over to Ways and Means, and Ways and Means make sure that we have the money, and so on. And so I think, you know, that's my mindset on this. I mean, I don't know about the pot of money. I mean, it is, I mean, you probably have to know a certain amount of what you're going to have. I mean, right now we typically fund what we did the year before. You know, at least the pot of money becomes the year before, and then we shifted back and forth in different places. We're allowed to do that. But I think just the pot of money does make some sense. I mean, right now we have a certain pot that we've been using, and but the money has to be meet a certain criteria, and I think that is the main thing that we're attempting to do. So it's not just giving the same group without any, you know, without any knowledge of what they're exactly doing. I mean, we didn't need to know that, and I think we do in most of these programs that we have funded. They've been funded, many of them, many times, but we also know what they do. Mm-hmm. So, and we could always reinforce that as we go along.
Legislative Parody, did you have your hand up earlier?
Yeah, just for a second, quick, because what Mark alluded to is correct. There are first among equals on those that we have to consider. And in the end result, many, many times these things are arbitrary and capricious, but they have to be done with an open dialogue and in comparison and reflection on other outfits, other worthy causes that don't even know that these opportunities exist. And that's what we have to follow, is real accounting and bidding and open government guidelines to make sure that we do it correctly.
Legislator Criswell?
Yeah, I just wanted to add something to that Legislator Donaldson was talking about. We have been talking about the possibility of realigning some of these larger pots with different committees. And so that has definitely been in our conversation.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll, I'm sure, have a more lively debate next month when this is before us, after it goes to legislative programs. That ends the new business. Is there any old business anybody wants to bring up?
I won't mention John Parody.
What's that?
My hearing's gone.
I said, he asked for any old business, and I said, I'm not going to mention your name.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you very much.
And I should have opened the meeting this way, but it was a surprise that I was running the meeting in the first place. Welcome to the Ways and Means Committee, to John Parody. We're very happy to have you.
And my friend, you did a good job today, especially if this was a last-minute assignment.
I found out, just like the rest of you did, that I was running the meeting tonight. So,
good job.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. With that, hearing no other old business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Moved by Donaldson, second by Haynes.
Haynes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Good health, everyone.
Good night. Have a, as Dave would say, have a regular day.
Have a regular day.